Voters across Texas will vote for and against 10 state constitutional amendments on Tuesday. But the language on the ballot describing the amendments may confuse some voters. For example, there's an amendment that would, quote, authorize the legislature to provide for a temporary exemption from ad valorem taxation of a portion of the appraised value of certain property damaged by a disaster. If you're having a hard time understanding that in English, imagine if you're using a Spanish language ballot. TPR's Lauren Terrazas has more.
The Texas Secretary of State's office finalizes the language that appears on the ballots.
We have a service that translates the propositions and explanatory statements into Spanish, and then we have several staff members here in the Elections Division who review the Spanish before it is finalized.
That's Keith Ingram, Director of Elections Division for the Texas Secretary of State's office. Texas Public Radio reviewed the Bexar County ballot for our online voting guide and asked a second pair of eyes to review the Spanish language translation. Analia Vaz has extensive translation experience with the City of San Antonio and has also assisted TPR with Spanish language translations. Vaz found a few grammatical errors and felt the ballot needed clearer language.
The way people speak in English or write in English is not the way you speak in Spanish. So unless you pay for quality translation, if you do literally, it's like doing Google Translate. So you can go word by word because you lose the meaning. You know, you're not saying the same thing.
Voss says voters who speak and read mostly in Spanish might be at a disadvantage.
So then you have to look at it in Spanish, a subject that is already hard in English, and if the translation is poorly done, it's even harder.
Keith Ingram with the Texas Secretary of State's office says voters have complained about the language on past ballots.
Every constitutional amendment election, we get calls from folks who are wanting to know what the language means or why it's worded the way it's worded. We typically refer those to the House Research Organization or to the sponsor of the bill.
The Bexar County ballot includes 10 amendments plus general and special elections for the city of Sandy Oaks, Schertz, and Windcrest, as well as bond elections for the city of Hill Country Village and the Somerset ISD. I'm Lauren Terrazas in San Antonio.